Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon, and coach, probably my favorite time of the year, WCHA playoffs. First year as a head coach coming into this playoff series, what's your mindset?
Oh, you're exactly right. It's a great time of the year to be playing hockey. This is why you play. This is what you go through everything all year long in preparation for. Fair or unfair, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to this little pocket of time. But you know, everybody's in the same boat when it comes to that. But it's just a really, really exciting time to be a hockey player and be involved in something like this. It's pretty special.
I know, Coach, back when we were on the road at Mankato, you said to your team before they got off the bus that there could be 4 games left, there could be 6 games, and of course there could be 12 games at that time, looking way into the playoffs. Right now, I know you're just looking forward to Friday, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. That's it. This game is the only one we're focused on, and we have to be like that. We can't look ahead. We can't try to speculate. We just got to go out there and do the best we can, try to get this game.
You've won 4 out of the last 6 games, and you played a very tight series against the number one team in the league last weekend. What kind of confidence does your team have coming into Amsoil Arena?
Well, okay, you know, we've talked all week. I told them I really, really like the way we're playing. I told them they're ready for this. I mean, all year long we've been working on things and just reminders in terms of how we need to play. And we call them little things. And I said at this time of the year, they're just doing it. They're not thinking about it. And that's the way we're playing. So we know we have our hands full today with an outstanding team in Duluth. But we just got to go out and try to do the things that are going to help us be successful. And if we can do that, then we're going to have a chance.
Your team also has a winning road record this season, something I haven't seen in my 8 years. What's been kind of the key to getting those wins on the road?
You know, I think it just goes back to how close this team is, how what a close-knit group they are. Again, I go back to the fact they play for each other. Certainly great goaltending helps, and we've got that. And when you're on the road, you know, there's less distractions. You know, you're all together in a group, and sometimes there's some teams where that's good. Sometimes there's some teams where that's not so good. This with this group, I think that's a good thing, and they enjoy it.
Your team in game ones this season in weekend series is 10-6-1-1, but today it's a brand new season, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's who can get the 2 W's first, and that's today's the first opportunity. And again, they're in the same boat we are in terms of they want to advance, we want to advance. So it's going to be a hard fought game. It's certainly not going to be a walk in the park for either team. It's going to come down to who can manufacture a break or two, and who can minimize mistakes. And when their special teams situations arise, hopefully we can take advantage of that with our power play. But it's gonna be complete 60 minutes and maybe more.
How much did you look back on the 4 games that you played against Duluth earlier in the season as you prepared for this weekend?
Well, a little bit, but more in terms of just knowing that we can come in here and having had the success against them at home. And even the 2 games that we got beat, we were right there, and could have either of those 2 games could have gone in our favor. So, that certainly gives us confidence coming in here. But it's certainly a brand new slate, like you said. It's just that mindset, knowing that they've beaten this team before, certainly is going to give them confidence. But we know it's a new game, but at the same time, having that in the back of your head is certainly going to help.
I know you mentioned Brittany Mowat being locked in. I think a lot of her teammates are also locked in. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, no question. This time of the year, again, it goes to the point when I told them I really feel they're ready for this challenge. And I'm like them. We just can't wait for the puck to drop.
Taking a look at your lines today, anything that you changed from last weekend?
Not really. Nope. We made the one change where we put Summer with Hannah and Christine. I thought that line, definitely was very, very effective against Minnesota, and Whitney and Kristen and Huber have had some history in terms of playing very well together, and that line this week in practice was outstanding. And if they can translate that into playing in a game like they're playing in practice, boy, that's going to be fun to watch, because I thought all 3 of them were just going. And I got to give Lauren Miller a lot of credit. The last 3-4 weeks, she's been playing her best hockey, and And that's exciting. So, I think we have three, even Riley Fawcett with Cicely and Rachel, certainly has a line that it's capable of producing as well. So we feel good about our lineup.
Your defense, I see Alexis Trace back up with Evena Bilic. She must be feeling better.
Yeah, there was definitely some concern after that Friday when she took that shot on the finger from Rachel Ramsey. And, it hurt. It hurt watching it on the bench, when it happened. So she's a tough kid. We had her x-rayed right away. Unfortunately, there was no fracture. Just a real, real deep bone bruise, and she's got some protection on it, but she's a gamer. She's ready to go.
And, of course, your team leads the country right now in block shots. You're number four in the penalty kill. Obviously, defense is going to be crucial against this Bulldog team. What's going to be a key to getting a win?
Well, that playing very, very well on our end is going to be, just first and foremost. We need to do a real good job there, and from that, hopefully we can transition and get some opportunities offensively. We need to get pucks to the net. That's one of the things we've preached all year long. Just get pucks and people in the net, try to create chaos and just play a complete 60 minutes. It's a type of game. In playoff hockey, everything's magnified. So every shift's important. Every situation's important. We just need to be on our toes all the time and react to whatever happens. And if we do that again, we're going to have an opportunity.
Jim, I know you played in a number of playoff games in your career at BSU. Have you taken any of that experience into this weekend as a coach?
Well, I just, hopefully all three of us as coaches, hopefully our excitement towards the series rubs off on them, because, again, we're just like them. This is what you work for. This is what you prepare for. This is an opportunity to keep on playing. I mean, that's the finality, playoff hockey, the finality of it's what really brings out the pressure, and because one team is going to be done after this weekend. And so, everybody's worked hard. Everybody's put a lot of time and effort to get to this point. I just think it would be just so cool to bring this team to Grand Forks to play in a WCHA Final Four. And that's the opportunity we have, but it starts today. We got to take care of business today.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.